Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart. We are always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Well, not always. We do go home sometimes. Coming up, GOP presidential candidate Ron Paul, known for one big campaign rallying cry to get U.S. troops out of Iraq. But what else does he stand for? We'll find out in a few minutes from a reporter who has been on the road with Ron Paul for weeks. But first, let's go to Rachel Martin for today's top stories.
This is NPR.
Hey, everyone. In Pakistan today, President Pervez Musharraf relinquished his post as Army Chief of Staff. It's a concession to political opponents and Western allies. Musharraf served in the dual role of military chief and president since seizing power in a bloodless coup 8 years ago. NPR's Jackie Northam was at the ceremony today in Islamabad.
The ceremony was as colorful as it was emotional. Pervez Musharraf told troops amassed on the parade ground at Army headquarters near Islamabad that the military was his family and that the armed forces were the saviors of Pakistan. Musharraf handed the ceremonial baton over to his hand-picked successor, General Ashfaq Kayani, a longtime military man who is pro-American and received military training in the U.S. at Fort Leavenworth. Like Musharraf, Kayani is also considered an ally in the so-called war on terrorism. On Friday, Musharraf will be sworn in for another 5-year term as civilian president, his powers and influence vastly diminished.
That was NPR's Jackie Northam in Islamabad. Israeli and Palestinian leaders yesterday agreed to restart serious talks in hopes of getting a peace treaty in place by the end of 2008. That was the result of the one-day U.S.-sponsored Middle East peace conference in Annapolis, Maryland. But while there was a lot of pomp and promises in Annapolis, on the ground in the Middle East, there is violence today. Protesters in Gaza and the West Bank marched against the conference, which they say gives Palestinians short shrift. Meanwhile, Israeli missiles this morning struck a Hamas security position in the southern Gaza Strip, killing 2 Hamas police officers, according to Palestinian medical workers. An Israeli army spokesman said the airstrike happened after mortars were fired at nearby Israeli communities. And finally, a widely used tool for predicting the risk of breast cancer is being updated to get better results for black women. At issue is the National Cancer Institute's online risk calculator. Women curious about the risk of getting breast cancer can enter personal data like age and family health history, and the program calculates that woman's likelihood of contracting the disease within 5 years. Problem is, the calculator has been underestimating risk for black women age 45 or older and overestimating risk for younger black women. That's according to a report this week in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. The tool was created using research from only white women, and it warned that results for non-white women should come with some uncertainty. Scientists are now trying to make the tool more reliable for all women. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
That's right. Take care of my sisters. Take care of me, medical community.
Seems fair.
Rachel Martin, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.